Good morning again. This is Esther, and welcome one more time to another edition of HCast Mini. Today, we are starting on the book of Acts, and it begins after Jesus ascended to heaven, leaving all his disciples behind. The Bible said that after Jesus had gone up to heaven, the disciples carried on doing what they used to do when Jesus was still around. You know, preaching, healing, fellowshipping, changing the world. And I think it was a really exciting time. People were getting saved by the thousands as the disciples just went about. And I believe, you know, we can have exciting times today as well. All we need to do is to do what the disciples did, and that is to reach out to the people around them. And we can start by reaching out to our neighbors, our friends at work or our school campus. Recently, our church has been focusing on reaching out to the community with the 12 Blessings campaign. And we have also been praying and reaching out to our one. You know, I really believe in the 12 Blessings campaign. It's one of the best ways and one of the most ways to just really open the door and reach out. Although there might be times where you may be traumatized with the idea of approaching strangers. Well, in Acts chapter 2, verse 17 and 18, it says, "In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy, your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. In those days, I will pour out my spirit even on my servants, men and women alike, and they will prophesy." This verse clearly shows us that God gave us a promise that we will receive his power, and this will enable us to do everything that is not possible. That power is actually the Holy Spirit, you know, who lives in you right now. And he came down upon the disciples after Jesus left. And almost immediately, Peter went out to preach to the crowd, and 3,000 souls were added to the kingdom. I believe, likewise, we can do what Peter did, for we have the Holy Spirit in us. All we need to do is just to go out there and, you know, share to the people around us. We are God's people and we have his spirit, and hence we carry his power. And I would like to encourage you today to touch someone's life with God's help.